This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. The New Hampshire House is scheduled to vote tomorrow on its proposed state budget. The $11.9 billion budget has opponents on both sides of the aisle, and it's unclear whether it'll get enough support this week. House Democratic leader Representative Steve Shurtleff opposes the budget in its current form, but could possibly support it if certain changes were made. We spoke earlier today in his office.
The budget that came out of the governor's office had quite a few things that the Democrats may have actually liked. The full-day kindergarten, money for transportation, a few other things. Would you have supported that budget from the governor?
We would have thought very seriously about supporting it. We thought the governor was on the right track. We would have liked to have seen a little bit more for kindergarten and had a little bit broader definition, a little more money. But overall, we were very impressed with the budget that Governor Sununu gave us.
And then the budget went to the House where it was changed. You lost kindergarten, full-day kindergarten from that budget. The Republicans, if they stick together, could pass this budget. If that happens, what do you see the Democrats' role being?
Well, I think, first of all, if that happens, and I have grave doubts about that happening, then they would get the budget passed and it'd go on to the Senate and eventually to a committee of conference. And I think Democrats would still have an active role in the development of the final budget.
The House Freedom Caucus seems to be opposed. Some members have said that they'll vote no on the House budget. If it goes down on the first vote, what do you see Democrats doing as a response?
I'm sure if that goes down on the first vote, the Speaker most likely would call for a recess and try to get his Republicans on board. We do have some amendments that we're very anxious to bring in, including the governor's amendment on education for kindergarten, education. And these are the issues that we think are important, not so much to Democrats, but more important to the people of New Hampshire. Money to go back in for drug and alcohol, money to eliminate the waiting list that could come out of the developmental disability funding. As it is proposed in the Republican budget, several other things, including raising the pension rates, the amount of money they pay for their own health care for those over 65. So there are things that we want to see done to the Republican budget to make it far better, and we hope that can happen.
So if those amendments are included, you would vote for this budget?
I personally probably would. You know, what our Democrats do. People find this hard to believe, but we don't actually whip in the Democratic caucus. And I often tell the members of our caucus, you feel free to vote your district and vote your conscience. But being Democrats are things we tend to believe in and want to see for New Hampshire, like full-day kindergarten, are the things that bind us together.
Are you advising Democrats to vote in any particular way on this budget as written?
As it's written now, what we'll see tomorrow, I will tell our caucus, that myself personally, and I know members of the Finance Committee, Democrats are also going to vote against it. And just, we have a handout of the various cuts in different programs that are coming about through this budget. And things that we really do want to see, we want to see full-day kindergarten. We want to see the money put back in for the developmentally disabled. We don't want to see that waiting list grow. There's money in there for so many other things, funding for the drug and alcohol at the 5%, which originally it was. We know that's a serious problem, both issues, alcohol and drugs. And there are other issues that they just took out and things that the governor proposed. And I might add, I was disappointed somewhat. We supported the governor's proposal for full-day kindergarten. We realized how important. But it wasn't just a matter of Republicans taking that funding, that $9 million out of the budget, but the comments we heard from Republican leadership, such as it's socialization, it's growing government, it's just a babysitting service. And we know that that early education is so important to our young people to get a firm basis as they go forward in life. And so it's one thing to say we're cutting it because of funding, but to come out and actually attack what we Democrats support, but more importantly, the head of the Republican Party supports is surprising.
Is it surprising to you that an issue like kindergarten has become so important to the discussion of this next budget?
No. I was in China this fall, and I asked my host there if they had full-day kindergarten, and they said, well, actually, we have 2 years of full-day preschool and then full-day kindergarten. And it opened my eyes. And we know that the educational standards in the U.S. have fallen behind countries in Asia and Europe. And it's because of issues like this. So this is something that really crosses party lines. And I think we've seen the governor, even after full-day kindergarten was taken out of the budget, speaking to the Derry and London Derry Chamber of Commerce and again saying how important this is to have this level of education. And we agree with the governor. And Democrats are very much in support of full-day kindergarten, and it shouldn't be a partisan issue. It's a question of what's right for New Hampshire.
Steve Shurtleff, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
That's House Democratic Leader, Representative Steve Shurtleff. And on Morning Edition this morning, we had a conversation with Republican J.R. Hole about the budget, and you can hear that at nhpr.org.